it is time.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go. All right. Nobody's ever asked for a donation to this charity, but they should start one. There is a rare condition called autobrewery syndrome.
What? What is that?
Well, there was a court case in Belgium.
Mm-hmm.
And a Belgian man. Why do they call the country Belgium, but the people there are Belgian? The country has an M at the end. The people have an N. You look that up for me when you have time, James.
Well, I mean, we're from Alabama, but we're called Alabamians.
And Bahamians.
Did I ever tell you about this? I dated somebody, and we got into the phase of ethnic exploration, like, where are your people from?
Right, yeah.
Sure.
So I mentioned, well, I mean, you know, I'm a real mutt. We got Scottish, we got Polish, we got Czechoslovakian, German. I said, so I just say that I'm Bohemian. And she says, you don't look dark enough to be from there. She thought it was Bahamian.
Oh, she confused it with the Bahamas.
Yeah. I looked up this autobrewery syndrome. That's interesting. Go ahead.
Yeah, this guy was charged with a DUI, but he was acquitted when it was discovered he had this condition called autobrewery syndrome. In fact, three doctors independently testified at the trial. The man generates alcohol.
Yeah.
What?
His gut ferments carbs.
Yeah. I've never heard
into
of anything
ethanol.
Like this. You're kidding.
And just by coincidence, he works in a brewery.
You're kidding.
He's their most productive employee. He not only helps can what they make there, but he contributes his own.
Put a tap on him.
I did not know that was a thing. But wow.
But the thing is, even though he produces his own booze, so to speak, he does not experience symptoms of intoxication.
Yeah, but I bet he smells like a brewery.
Yeah, I wonder what. Yeah, be pleasant.
Is there anything in there? Because I saw this morning, and I know that London is like 6 hours ahead of us.
Yep.
Is there anything in your stuff that came across about these two riderless horses that ran through downtown London?
No.
One of them in blood.
No.
Yeah.
In blood.
There was a white horse covered in blood.
Yes. I have not seen any. We can investigate that.
Let me see if I can find it. Basically, riderless horses, London.
London.
Military horses run loose through London.
Military horses.
It's from the New York. I got it from the New York Times here. And there's pictures of it.
Bloody?
Yes. I'm going to try and pull this up for you.
Huh?
I got to go through X. I don't know why X loads so slow here. Twitter, whatever. See if this is going to play.
Meanwhile, we have put some, including that, the quokka.
Two British military horses, one of them apparently covered in blood, has been seen galloping loose and riderless through London. The animals broke free during regular exercises, and a number of people were injured during the incident, the Army says. Okay. Wow.
So that's why last week we had the elephant running around Butte, Montana.
Butte, there they go.
Look at that. Galloping right down the street.
Yeah, there was blood on the white one.
I hope it's okay.
That is so unusual.
Let's go from horses to horsepower, shall we?
Okay.
I'm at Jack Ingram Select.
See what you did that one. That's a segue.
Hey, there's a 2020 Ford Fusion. By the way, Ingram, the Ingram family of stores, has more cars available under $20,000 than anybody else. One of them is a 2020 Fusion, and I had a couple of those at the beginning of the last decade, and I really loved the car. I switched to an SUV because it's more comfortable, but got great gas mileage. I remember mine was a hybrid, and I drove all the way from here to Boca Raton, Florida, on one tank of gas. That's 493 miles on a 14-gallon tank.
And that was back, how far back was that?
That was about 2010 or 11.
Yeah, I bet it's gotten even more efficient now.
Absolutely. And by the way, the Fusion they have there is priced at $17,000. It's a 2020 with low miles. There are all kinds of great sedans like this 2014 Honda Civic. You can get that for $16,000. That gets awesome gas mileage. And a couple of collector's items. There's a Charger in here.
Huh?
Yeah. It's a beautiful white Charger. And it's 2013. And you can pick that one up for $12,000. Now, what these cars all have in common is a vetting process that puts them on the floor with the Jack Ingram Select backup. That's includes great selection, factory protection, including the Nissan certified warranty on these vehicles. It gives you, you don't have to worry about, well, will it, you think it'll give us reliable mileage? Yes, it will. And they back that up with that certified warranty backed by Nissan certified select program. Each car gets an 84-point checkup under the hood by their master technicians to make sure it still operates at factory standards. Taking the guesswork out of it, each vehicle inspected, reconditioned, comes with roadside assistance, prepaid maintenance, the limited warranty, and rental car reimbursement. So look at the vehicle, decide whether it's right for the need you're shopping, and the price, they got 25 lending partners, so they'll get you done. Time to love what you drive. They still got that Corvette. Why that is still there, I don't know. But it's in excellent condition, 64,000 miles on a 25-year-old vet that looks like it just came off the assembly line.
God, how many miles a year did they drive it?
A little over two. That's really impressive. Wow. That's at jackingramselect.com. The entire Ingram family, brand Nissans, Altimas, Volkswagens, Volvos, Fords, Porsches, and Mercedes-Benz at jackingram.com. Traffic time, 807.
Got a couple of things on the books right now. A new accident, Madison Avenue at McDonough. They have moved that one into a parking lot, but watch out for emergency vehicles coming and going from the scene there. Atlanta Highway at Van Allen Drive. If you're coming into Montgomery, that's going to be just past the Primed before you get to Publix and Perry Hill Road. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. Very busy on the interstates, especially 85 southbound into Montgomery, 65 southbound across the Alabama River, bunching up a bit. And we got a good bit of traffic on the boulevards this morning. Buckle up. We'll keep you updated. Haynes Ambulance, there for you both on the ground and in the air. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes Ambulance is ready at a moment's notice. I'm Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Hey guys, are you looking for a professional and reliable tree service company in the Montgomery and surrounding areas? Well, check out the folks at Tree Masters. It's a name you know and trust. From pruning to full tree removal, they'll even help you remove your shrubs. They service all of central Alabama, including Lake Martin and Lake Jordan. Call them for a free quote today at 334-676-3638. That's 334-676-3638. Tree Masters.
Good morning. Do you have time for lunch today? My treat.
Absolutely. But what's the occasion?
I'm in love with the new 24/7 Express kiosk at Worth Cleaners. The kiosk is so easy to use, and I can drop off and pick up on my schedule. Thank you for sharing that tip with me.
You're welcome. I'm happy to have my lunch buddy back.
Have you tried the new Worth Cleaners 24/7 Express kiosk? This is the first service of its kind in Montgomery. Customers love the convenience of dropping off and picking up dry cleaning and laundry on their schedule, day or night, 365 days a year. Even if you've never used Worth Cleaners before, you can go to their location at 7825 Vaughn Road today and use their 24/7 Express kiosk. Instructions along with several descriptive photos are posted on the wall next to the kiosk to aid customers who are first-time users. Give it a try. Visit our Vaughn Road location or find Worth Cleaners on Facebook for more information. Your family's clothing is worth it.
Dan Sigmund is a special agent with the FBI in the Financial Crimes Unit.
Particular cyber criminals and other complex financial criminals that work together, and that basically allows them to steal the victim's data.
You won't believe his stories. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
On today's episode, an air personality will try to get away with murder by playing music, telling old jokes, and insulting our intelligence. You can rest assured that this show is for the birds.
And we're proud of it, too. Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
The time? It's 8.
SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The issue of abortion is back before the Supreme Court. Later this morning, justices will hear arguments about Idaho's law that bans abortion at all stages of pregnancy with limited exceptions. The Senate last night approved a $95 billion foreign aid package and will be sending it to the White House for President Biden to sign today. The bill includes a big boost of U.S. assistance for Ukraine. The legislation also would force TikTok's Chinese owners to sell their stake within a year. Standoffs between pro-Palestinian student protesters and universities remain tense from coast to coast. Hundreds encamped at Columbia University in New York faced a deadline from the administration to clear out, but they haven't. Dozens remained barricaded inside two buildings on a Northern California college campus. This is SRN News.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496.
How much is that dog in the window?
Warning.
The one with the wagon.
Terminator flamethrower robot dog with powerful destructive breath. Get yours today. Kevlar suit for petting not included.
That's the story we touched on a little bit earlier today. The robotic flamethrowing dog.
That's true.
The ultimate protection. But what if that dog, that flame-throwing robotic dog, let's say it has some kind of mechanical burp?
Yes.
You burn your house down from the inside.
I didn't mean to do that. You know? I didn't mean that flame.
A mechanical burp.
We have Crawdad on the line. Good morning, sir.
Hi.
Morning. I want to say I was happy to hear Alabama is going to have a new commemorative coin out. I just caught a piece little... That's going to feature Huntsville's work. Is that correct?
I hadn't heard that yet.
I had not heard that either. We're a news station. We don't... and our middle name is We Don't Know. But at least we're honest.
Jay's checking.
Jay's looking
Alabama
into it.
Alabama commemorative...
Coin Huntsville.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
I hope we get space... I hope space headquarters... I hope that gets resolved and it goes to Huntsville. It should.
Well, they were taking it away because they wanted to punish us. That's that piece of crap in the White House.
Yeah, it's got the Saturn rocket on the back of it, yes.
Mm-hmm. That's
what
great.
What kind of coin? Is it a commemorative coin or is it going to be?
Yes.
It's a $1 coin?
Yeah.
Boy, if
no
you
value
I like that.
Ever other than collect a ballot for. But I think it's very important for the kids. Yeah. You know, I can remember when we were getting them, they actually had a piece of little silver in there. It was worth something.
Yeah, right.
When it silver.
Well, this one's worth a buck, whether it's got silver in it or not. So, Crawdad, thank you for the call, my friend. Yeah. I really have come to the conclusion, for some reason, over the last few months, I'm running into people who deny the moon landing, who don't believe that we actually
did. We talked about it before. There are some... incredible names that I won't mention.
Do we have, I think we do, somewhere on CART, when Gene Kranz came to visit, when Colonel Joe Panza brought
somewhere
him
on CART?
Hey, how's that CART machine working this morning?
I don't know. I'll check the reel-to-reel and see if it's in
maybe it's on that 360.
I'm not... I'm honestly not making fun of you. It was just like, man, we haven't. There hasn't been carts.
Don't
right
you
here
call the those things in the hot? Don't you call those carts?
Oh, that's
what's
true.
The cart number? True. You've asked me that many times.
We still call them cart numbers. Yes.
Then you have to tell the listeners that, so I am not humiliated.
But I know where you're referencing from.
Yeah.
Yes.
We have it on.
All right. All right. Back
upstairs are door jams, aren't they? There's some carts that are
there
still.
Probably are. Yeah.
You want to see a door jam?
Yeah.
Yeah. They cart was a term that was coined when songs and commercials and everything we played were on
everything
that looked like A-Trek.
Yeah. It was.
Mm-hmm. I think we still have one of those towers that had the carts.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I think somewhere use that as a doorstop too.
Boy, to see, you know, all the things you do with, as far as the effects and sounds and everything, to see Larry Stevens' arms flailing with carts.
I got news for
and
you.
Doing all of the sounds that you're doing, like, oh, it was amazing.
Last time Larry was here in the studio, we were talking, and it's so great that the absolute all-time king of morning radio, Larry Stevens.
Yeah.
Likes what we do here.
He does. But he was amazing with those.
I'm telling you,
those cart machines.
I told him we should have a competition sometime because I had the fastest hands in morning radio in Miami. I could find. I always wrote. I didn't type out labels. I wrote them with different color markers, so I didn't have to look for the word. I could see the color. Grab it.
Yeah.
What's that game? Is it Jenga where you pull the little board out and the
thing? And you try to make sure it stays.
The cart system. I'd have. Mountains of these things around me, and I could snatch
probably
that
like
cart
you do with papers now. You probably would have had carts back then.
Yeah. And you remember the elaborate cart trees? That,
yes.
You know, that would spin
around. Swirling around. I had a carousel next to me. Yeah, it was.
It was not. It had all been phased out by the time I got into this business.
But I think I adapted well to what we use today. You trained me.
Yeah, the 360, you got really great at that. You're doing great with this. You learned Audition, which was also good.
I used to queue up records on turntables.
Sure, I did
right.
that.
At the time I came in, we were still using reel-to-reel, and that was about as old school as it got for me.
We still have that thing upstairs, right?
I think so.
In the old studio?
I think there is still one up there.
Yeah.
I think there is.
Cool.
There used to be one over there behind you, but we took it out, obviously, and now there's a big black thing over there covering up the hole from where that thing used to sit. Anyway, you wanted me to find Gene Kranz to see if he talked about, what, Moonlight?
Well, no, when he was on with us, I asked him, I said, what do you say to the people that don't believe we went to the moon?
Yeah.
And he said, well, if that's really what you believe, you would have to buy into over 400,000 people who participated in the space program through the 60s, all getting on the same page with the same lie.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. There are some people who you would think are extremely intelligent who really believe that we didn't go to the moon.
Well, it's like believing that nobody could sail across the Atlantic Ocean in the 14th century because they didn't have, you know, the fun ship Carnival to cross over.
Right, yeah.
You know, they had wooden boats. They navigated by the stars. They got here. So I don't think that's any more incredulous than that.
Oddly enough, those are the kind of... I wish Lego would do a nice... They do great with the rockets and the planes. They did the Concorde. I want them to do old ships, and I don't mean like battleships. I mean like old sail ships, big ones.
You know, the one in Boston Harbor, the Constitution?
Yeah.
That is an amazing
Your
thing
love for space, everything space involved. If you were my age and grew up during Gemini and Apollo, you'd wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning for a retro burn. You know, and then all the networks would be on.
It was so cool, not only for the science that you learned, but the patriotism that you embraced in doing that. We were America. We're going to the freaking moon before the end of the decade.
You know, the odds of that the moon landing going wrong was...
it was huge.
There's so many things that could have gone wrong. And almost did.
We're going to be playing the same game we did yesterday. Three songs. Yes. What do they have in common? That is coming up right now at 8:20.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
I'm watching these people in my backyard preparing to start the process.
Tree Masters.
Yeah, Tree Masters take down my tree. Oh, good day to do it. Comfortable, warm day with a high around 82. Good bit of sunshine today. I've got the rain chances today and tomorrow. Not exactly zero. There's a weak front moving through, but under 20%. Nights are not as cool. Tonight's low 58. Thursday's high 85. In fact, mid-80s on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, too. 60s at night. Lots of sunshine. Great weekend for here and the Gulf Coast beaches. Just shave off about 10 degrees down at the beach with highs in the middle 70s. Risk of showers and storms early part of next week. Around Monday, more likely Monday night into Tuesday. Will that be severe? Right now, it looks like by the time it gets here, it'll be losing its strength, so hopefully not. Right now this morning, 58 with the sunshine here at 821.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Good morning.
Good morning, people.
Today is April 24th.
Today is National Pigs in a Blanket Day.
I'm starving.
Oh, pigs in a blanket.
Pig in a blanket.
Have a pig in a blanket.
Pigs in blankets.
Pig in a blanket.
Pigs in blankets.
This little piggy is probably the last one you'd expect to have a national day, but...
Happy National Pig in a Blanket Day.
People love them.
Yeah. Pigs in a blanket.
Pigs in a blanket.
It's showtime.
In our never-ending attempt to find new ways to waste time on the radio, we had a big discussion this morning of what a pig in a blanket, in fact, is. But we eventually decided there are two versions because we had a lot of listener input. One is the crescent roll. You cut it into strips and you wrap it around a little cocktail, Frank.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an easy party snack to make. And then the link sausage wrapped in a pancake, which is my favorite.
Yeah, that's the breakfast pig in a blanket.
And if all goes well today, I will be making pigs in a blanket for us tomorrow.
All right.
It is 22 minutes after 8 o'clock. We've got a contest coming up and a chance to win a Seafood Bistro gift card. That being the case, I think we can whip people into a higher level of frenzy if you tell them about the Seafood Bistro.
Listen, if you've never been to the Seafood Bistro, you got to be wondering what all the hype's about because you hear people call in talking about it. You hear people calling in to win this gift certificate to the Seafood Bistro. Go and try it yourself or just go look at the menu. They're online at theseafoodbistro.com, but they're located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. It's just right down the street here from the radio station. And you can also call them, 279-7500, but they open up at 11. And if you're wondering what all the hype is about, go there. Try the po' boys, the first thing I ever had. You can get the dragon shrimp po' boy. You can get it with salmon or tilapia, whitefish, gator, oyster, mahi-mahi in there as well if you would like to do it that way. If you want to try the shrimp and grits, go for that as well because it is delicious. You can get bacon added to that also. Try the red beans and rice. Try the seafood gumbo as well. Those are signature dishes for the Seafood Bistro and something that's going to be a great introduction to you to the place. For those of you who know exactly what we're talking about, well, there's no need to convince you, is there? It is fantastic. TheSeafoodBistro.com is their website. Find them on your delivery apps as well and put that order in. They are open Monday through Saturday, open at 11 a.m. Find them online at TheSeafoodBistro.com. And don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook.
Well, they want to mention, too, because I'm in that plaza quite frequently. I noticed that Paul has a picnic table or two out in front.
He does, yes.
Oh, is that- and when the weather is as nice as it's been...
You can sit outside, yeah.
Sit outside and enjoy the sunset.
Today was
saw a couple
day.
Doing that last week.
And every day from noon to 3, he's got Joey up on the TV.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's cool.
You can't hear him, but he's got Joey up on the TV.
That's cool.
When are we going to be on the... when can you do with this show?
But Joey, well, I mean, he'll be...
Is that day coming or not?
He doesn't open until 11, so we wouldn't be up there anyway.
It's a very professional operation that Joey puts on. I'm really impressed.
Yes, and soon to be available here, from what I understand.
Okay.
But... You know, it's one of those things.
We'll start having to dressing better.
Yeah, that's what. Hey, you want the sweatpants to go away? That's when they go away. When I got something to look good for. I'm going to take that back.
Who's ready to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
The game is three. What are these three?
Yeah, what are you calling this?
Three of a kind.
Three of a kind. That's good.
Yeah,
that's
I just
good.
Made that up right off the top of my head.
Good, good. I was like, yeah, this doesn't really have a catchy name. Three of a Kind works, though.
There are three songs What do they have in common?
What do these three artists have in common?
I'd give you everything and more, and that's for sure. In a white room with black curtains near the station.
I think I know. Oh, I know. I got the answer. Yeah, I've got it.
These three artists have in common.
That's all you got to do is answer that question.
Easier than yesterday.
272-9228. First person with the correct answer wins a $20 Seafood Bistro gift card. Let's hit the traffic dungeon at 826.
Well, traffic numbers are down just a little bit. We're seeing better conditions now on 231 out of Wetumpka. The Boulevard still light to mostly moderate traffic, as well as I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. But overall, looking good. Buckle up. Drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Festival Plaza has it all. Enjoy a movie at AMC Festival Plaza Theater, then eat at the Bubbly Inn. All this and more at Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, Collier's Managed Development. Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Well, we've really stumped the listeners today. So far, we don't have a correct answer on our three-of-a-kind question.
Yeah, but I think we have one in the studio here. We've got it.
We got it.
No, you guys are correct.
Okay.
We figured it out. Again.
What did these three artists have in common?
I'd give you everything and more, and that's for sure. In a white room with black curtains near the station.
Do these three artists have in common?
Boy,
stay tuned for the answer.
I miss hearing For Your Love. That sounded great.
Yes. And I'm planning on doing more of these if we can get people engaged. Yeah. And we are saluting here an incredibly great era of pop music. So Wildwood wants to take a shot at it. Let's see. What do those three songs have in common?
Two letters, EC.
Yes. Yeah. You got it. Eric Clapton.
You're a winner.
You know, Blind Faith was a one-and-done kind of experiment,
but
they did some awesome stuff.
So what they did, yeah, exactly. A one-and-done, they did really good work.
And by the way, just to throw you off the scent, one of the great drummers of all time, Ginger Baker
played on the last two.
Yeah.
Dave?
Yeah, on drums. Yeah.
So good work, Wildwood. You got a $20 Seafood Bistro gift card coming your way. Hold on. We've got 1819 News next at 28.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors and More, your new best friend.
1819 News.
An organization that helps women be free from human trafficking is coming out strongly opposed to any casino gaming coming to the state of Alabama. The Well House is based out of Birmingham and offers shelter and restoration to the victims of sex trafficking. Well House CEO Carolyn Potter says that the organization has firsthand accounts along with the data that leaves no doubts of the strong correlation between human trafficking, casinos, and gambling. Potter says adding additional casinos in Alabama will bring more of the criminal activity, as well as other issues like drug addictions and alcohol abuse. Potter says that in light of the life-altering trauma that has happened to the victims, the Well House is compelled to speak out against the current proposed gambling bills. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a 9-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that 9-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
Charges are issued against a woman for the murder of a California man. The body of 31-year-old Zachary Coates was found buried behind a home in Jefferson County back in 2022. Now Crystal Skelton is being charged in connection to Coates' death and the abuse of a corpse. Police in Tuscumbia have located an escaped Franklin County inmate. 51-year-old Richie Landers was found hiding in the closet of a home. A judge had allowed Landers to be released from the Franklin County Jail in order to complete personal matters, with the judge telling Landers to return by 4 p.m., but he never did. The Tuscumbia Special Operations Group were the ones that located Landers on Tuesday afternoon. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
Come see how you can drive a new Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery today. Drive the new 2024 Lexus ES350, now only $353 a month. Or choose the new 2023 Lexus RZ450E for only $399 a month. You can drive a new Lexus today. Visit Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
VIN number RUO77074, $4,995 due at signing. VIN number PA02014, $3,700 due at signing. 36 months, 10K mile lease with approved credit, plus tax, tag, title, duck fee.
Honey, wake up.
What?
I think something's burning.
I don't smell anything.
I'm gonna go check. Fire! Quick, wake the kids!
Each year, over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem. Is your home safe? You can't be sure unless you call Crosby Electric, your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system. Crosby Electric will send a specially trained electrician to your home. Using high-tech equipment, they'll check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switches, and electrical outlets to make sure your home is safe.
Well, it appears that we found the culprit. Faulty wiring.
I should have had it checked.
Just be thankful everyone's okay.
For an in-home, no-obligation assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com. Don't just think it's safe. Know it's safe.
Now you'll be safe with CurrentSafe.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You obtuse piece of lobster. This is so stupid.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Help, I know you love your office. Help, can't do without your office. Help, like your secretaries. Help. They're not paid enough for sure. They do their job so well, I don't know how. And we do appreciate them being round. If you are office help, then take a bow. Here's to you, office help. Help me and help you.
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. There was some serious heart melting going on here last week when we had little Adeline on.
Yes, and boy, a lot of people came up to you.
Yes.
And talked about how much they enjoyed hearing her, and her. She really got into it.
I don't mind reminding people that Adeline opened up when she came on this side.
That's for sure. She was silent on our side, that's for sure.
And her grandma came back. Gina, good to see you again.
Thanks.
And she came bearing gifts.
I know, right? What are they again? Tell us what they are again.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sausage, egg, and cheese muffins.
They look fabulous. Wonderful. And it just so happens I've had nothing to eat today, and I did 200 crunches to start the day, so I am hungry.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So I will be enjoying
nice.
Maybe two of those.
Nice.
We have a call here at 8:34. It's John. Good morning, John.
Good morning, young man. How y'all doing today?
Hey. He's my favorite listener today.
Must be
so
talking
far.
To me.
Okay, Junior.
What's up, man?
Oh, well, I was just listening to your news about that group that's against the gambling because of, the sex slave trade.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a retired state trooper. When they were first bringing the casinos in, we had Louisiana State Police come in and said, whatever you do, keep it out of your state because it doesn't bring anything but problems. And so I was just saying, if you got listeners, reach out to your senators and get them to stop that because, I've seen it firsthand. but they really, really need to not let that end, because the trouble that it's going to bring is way more than any benefit for the state.
What's your thoughts? I'm not really into debating the issue, but what are your thoughts on a lottery? I like the idea that Georgia residents, their kids can go tuition-free to college. And Florida.
Yeah, I mean, I always say let the people vote on it, you know, and I'm not for or against it. You know, let the people vote on it. But,
well, on that particular issue, though, we are letting hundreds of millions of dollars exit the state and educate kids in other states, which just is back-asswards to me.
I mean, I can't disagree with you, Greg. I mean, I'll be honest with you. You know, I'm the guy that calls you from Meridian, Mississippi, and we have it here. And guess what I have in my car right now? I do have a ticket. So if it was in Alabama, I'd probably buy a ticket.
Good. Okay. No, I just wanted to get your thoughts on that, and I appreciate the call. I am not taking a deep dive on any of that stuff. Honestly, it's 8:36. When your car is damaged in an accident, and we will be checking traffic here shortly, the question you have to answer is, do you want it done or do you want it done right when it comes to fixing the car? If you want it done right, that means all the parts that are damaged and need replacement, repainting, or repair, you go to Montgomery Paint and Body, the gold standard in automotive body repair. Donnie Turner knows no other way. He started MPB because he is the consummate car guy. I don't know of anybody that has a better wisdom on automobiles at the tip of their fingers than this guy. But he was working in automotive body repair for people that were less than ethical, and he was told, do it. The customer's not going to know. And Donnie, and this is the way he is wired, he said, but I'll know, and I'm not playing that game. So that's how MPB was founded, based on ethics. Talented people, state-of-the-art technologies, and a commitment to excellence. Ask Mr. Thomas over here about the time he went to pick up his car and Donnie wouldn't release it because he was just not satisfied with
because
the paint
of the paint
match.
Job, and only he could tell that it was just slightly off.
Well, he's got that trained eye.
Yeah.
I mean, I went to pick up my car. I've got a little scrape here and there.
Yeah.
And he says, wait a minute. This is from 50 feet away.
Yeah.
He grabs a rag, goes over to the car, and he's there's a speck of dirt.
That's Donnie.
My car had a white door of the time. Yeah. But that's the attention to detail you can expect. That's what you deserve. More bang for your buck with MPB. 27 wreck with a W. If your car is not drivable, have it towed there. Get a claim number ASAP from your insurance adjuster. And then Donnie and Brandon Turner will take it from there. Montgomery Paint and Body. Good as new, maybe better.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
A beautiful forecast, and I say again, I'm just amazed. There's been so much severe weather. April is a rough month. So much severe weather in the country, including another outbreak today. But so far, we have been cruising on easy street. Comfortable warm day today with a high around 82. Good bit of sunshine. Rain chances today and tomorrow are not quite zero, but under 20% as a weak front kind of drifts south. Nights are not as cool. Low tonight, 58. Thursday's high, 85. In fact, middle 80s on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, too. 60s at night. A spectacular weekend forecast with lots of sunshine for here and the Gulf Coast beaches. Down on the beach, temperatures right on the beach will be in the 70s for a high, with the Gulf water temperature now at 70, and the risk of showers and storms holding off till early next week. Right now, already 58 and going up at 839.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. Check out our special spring savings on Kubota zero-turn mowers, like the Kubota Z411. At 10 miles an hour, it makes cutting around bushes, beds, and trees a breeze. Powering Alabama. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
All right, we go to the phone. I'm not sure who is on the line, but what can we do for you?
Man, you're speaking to the most happiest customer that ever probably... Uncle Weather ain't got nothing on the happiness that I get. I'm fishing a wreck right now on purpose. Insurance cut you up on line, dog. I mean, it is, man, it's worth right now. And let me tell y'all, everybody, a lot of people, I said something to about having my car there. First thing out of their mouth was the time. Let me tell y'all something. It is worth wasted any little waste you got to have, and it was worth it. All I did was send my daughter a phone number. She's 19 years old. That man put her in her hand, his hand. Even his granddaughter wanted to be out of school and come meet. Great, I'm going to be there so this generation could take my daughter all the way to the end. And now my daughter's met his daughter. She goes to school 3 days a week. I don't know how old she is, nothing. So none of that. But I didn't know they met each other. And now she's got a home for life every time. And having a wreck will be a pleasure now and not such a hassle. And it's the daggum crime in Montgomery is the reason. I'm going to tell you why you have a line, Greg. It's because his insurance won't cover no cars sitting in the parking lot no more. And since it won't cover no cars, well, he can't go out there and take a part off to see if it needs a part to go ahead and put it on the order. But he knows, you know, with the car he's working on now, that he can have the part sitting there waiting, painted, ready to go. He can't do that no more. You know why? Because cars get broken into out there in the parking lot, and his insurance says we can't do it no more.
So I mean, that's a problem everywhere.
Yeah, we have to wait. So that's that way. So, and it's worth it. I don't care what nobody says. If it's a 2 week or if it's a 6 month, it is worth the wait. I'm telling y'all, do not go nowhere else. You crazy in the head. Then this ain't coming just because of no radio. I'm telling y'all, man, it's a flawless. That black car on my Facebook page, and it is flawless. You can see my daughter in the reflection.
Well, I'll tell you what, man, you're hired. You do a fantastic job, Randall. We appreciate the call. We got to get to the traffic dungeon here and see who else might need MPB.
Traffic is brought to you by Dylan Rings. Dylan Rings has great watches and beautiful rings. Or have Josh design a piece of jewelry for you. Shop Dylan Rings now at 119 Brown Springs Road. And check them out on Facebook.
We have a new accident reported on Coliseum Boulevard. This is going to be over near Eastbrook at Pelzer and Coliseum. Minor accident there. There are plenty of parking lots there. I hope they get that one out of the road, but use caution there just in case. Everywhere else, light to moderate traffic looking a little bit better everywhere. The interstates are a bit busy still on 65 southbound into Montgomery and 85 southbound from Chantilly to Taylor through the construction. Boulevard's looking pretty good, just very busy everywhere. Keep it here for updates. Invisible Fence has Boundary Plus technology, giving your pet more play area right up to the boundary. No confusion, no lockouts, no stress. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence. 265-2585, Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available? Call 285-3667 for details or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is not headline news. One in three people wouldn't marry their spouse today. Or in the Golden Bachelor's case, 3 months ago. The Cinemark movie theater chain is being sued for underfilling sodas. Which begs the question, who are those people who felt like they didn't have a big enough cup? You can now buy a robot dog with a flamethrower attached. Just in case your dream is to be the worst Bond villain ever. And the average American pays over $500,000 in taxes over their life. But isn't it worth it to live in the only country that's won every Super Bowl, baby? This is not headline news.
The dust cap is a little reminder that you did something stupid.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
Clap for that, you stupid bastard.
Dunce cap, baby! Here's the dunce cap on News Talk 93.1 FM. Time for our Morning Maroon nominees. Before we start, though, we want to thank Gina. Your muffins are awesome.
Gina,
that sounded
send me the recipe to that somehow, some way.
Yes, and we actually came to a group conclusion that a little touch of mustard on those.
Oh, gosh, that would be great.
Yeah.
I put them in. Oh, man.
Thank you, Gina. And please, you and Adeline come back and join us again some morning. It'd be fun. All right, we have an interesting situation here with the Maroon nominees.
All right.
A DoorDash driver, what would you do? This is kind of the question.
Okay.
Somebody ordered from DoorDash. The DoorDash driver got a message from the customer saying, just to let you know, I'm a nudist. Muffin. and will be answering the door nude. The DoorDash driver responded with, okay, I will be canceling. However, she was unable to cancel the order without her completion rate, which I guess is,
something that would affect,
what she gets paid being impacted. They basically told me it wasn't a good enough reason. Now, I'm sorry. If a woman DoorDash driver is warned by a male that he's going to answer the door nude, she is totally within her rights to refuse that and should not be impacted.
Anybody's within their rights to refuse that.
How about leave it on the mat and get out of there?
And that's an option. Customers have come to the aid of this DoorDash driver.
Let me ask you a question.
Leave it at the door.
If a woman... If you're doing the door dashing and a woman says, hey, I answer the door in the nude, are you completing that order or are you canceling that order?
Me?
Yeah. If you're the driver who is making the delivery.
You're asking Greg.
I mean
I'm kidding.
You might just in general, you might think, but no, you don't. You cancel the order.
Generally, that is a sign of a disturbed person, and you don't. Even for a free look, you don't do that. You're right.
Well, then you get sexual harassment comments coming back to you just by witnessing it. Possibly, you open that door for that to happen to you. So, don't show up for that. That's no.
So, DoorDash policy is number one.
I would agree with that policy.
We're going next door to Georgia. I've got Georgia on my mind.
Okay.
Cops near Augusta got a call about a domestic dispute Sunday night. There had been a stabbing. The victim was in the middle of a big argument with his on-again, off-again girlfriend when things got physical. She grabbed a fork and stabbed him in the butt. She told police she just poked his butt. Poke salad Annie. That's a Georgia song, right?
Four.
But he described it as a full-on bludgeoning. Mm-hmm. It sounds like he's going to survive. They could have arrested her technically for assault, but she left, and the boyfriend decided not to press charges. But just another example of how dumb domestic situations can get. And from our correspondent, Doc Green, and we thank him for his contributions.
What did he send us?
From Iowa City, Iowa, an 11-year-old girl reported a man had followed her around the local Walmart store and exposed himself. He got away, but Walmart security cameras caught a nice picture of him, which the cops then put on their Facebook page asking for help. They got help all right, but not from the source they expected. The idiot called the police department to request that they please remove their picture from their website.
No, see, he gets my vote.
He was immediately arrested and charged with aggravated misdemeanor exposure. It's not his first time to be locked up. His priors for indecent narcotics possession, probation violation, and drug paraphernalia.
Hey, take down my naked picture off of Facebook.
When I was flashing that little kid.
Yeah.
Now, the question is, if he's done all this in the past and he's been caught again,
yeah,
why don't they just keep him off the streets?
Well, I bet he won't have a Facebook account anymore.
No, they won't throw you off for pedophilia on Facebook. They'll throw you off for being a conservative. So who's the dumbest of the dumb? No, I got to give it to this last guy.
He gets my vote.
Once again, we thank Doc Green for his contributions. You know, that's just...
What an imbecile. What an ultra-maroon.
Yes. Don Duncan now has a VIP program. It's free. Just stop by your nearest location and get your little card for your keychain and get 10% off when you use the services at Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire. These are the people that can not only fix any issue that your car may develop, but they can also get you brand new tires when you're ready, because Don gets them straight from the manufacturers. Therefore, you receive a wholesale price on whatever your need happens to be. They have state-of-the-art technologies to diagnose problems and talented technicians to fix them. It's a great combination available to you at three locations, Mount Duncan and Millbrook. That's the hill behind the McDonald's on Highway 14. Downtown at 408 Madison and Bell Road, just north of Vaughan in Southeast Montgomery. And don't forget, if you need an accommodation like a ride back to your office or home to make sure the repair gets done, they're happy to do it. That's Don Duncan, All-American Auto and Tire. Also on Facebook, our final traffic update at 8:52.
Looking good around the Montgomery area right now. No major problems anywhere. We're still a bit busy on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Driving still a bit brisk on the boulevards with light to mostly moderate congestion. Buckle up, drive carefully. We're going to keep you updated. Right now, looking good everywhere. Festival Plaza has it all. Stop by Bougie Nails and Spa, share experience and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, Collier's Managed Development. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Montgomery Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional, modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We are results-driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included. But you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Montgomery. Come see our friendly team in Montgomery and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low-T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com and book your appointment today. MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
Molycopro with Hustler Turf Zero Turn Mowers. They engineer their mowers to be maintenance and service friendly for the everyday homeowner while not sacrificing the build and cut quality they're known for. From the heavy duty frame to the welded steel deck to their trademark smooth track steering, Hustler Turf Zero Turn Mowers deliver professional grade cut quality for a perfectly manicured lawn. Why don't you stop by and see Dietzville Ace Hardware? See the Hustler difference for yourself today. Dietzville Ace Hardware on US 31 just north of Prattville, or Google Dietzville Ace Hardware for more information.
Fresh deals, fresh inventory. Spring savings have sprung at Toyota of Montgomery. And we have a fresh new inventory of the new Toyotas you've been looking for. Take that spring trip in style, comfort, safety, and peace of mind in our huge selection of trucks, SUVs, and sedans. Drive the new 2024 Camry LE and lease for $299 a month. Or get low 3.99% APR financing. Spring out of your old car and into a new Toyota. And get up to $2,000 over book value for your trade. Or check out our fresh new inventory of certified pre-owned Toyotas that look, drive, and even smell brand new. Just don't wait. Spring offers end soon at Toyota of Montgomery. Online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
3.99% APR financing for 36 months is $2,953 for 1,000 finance. MSRP $37,958, 12,000 miles per year for 36-month lease with $3,638 due with signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Excessive wear, tear, and mileage may affect trade value. Plus tax, tag, title, and 995.fee. Expires 4/30/24.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, you administrative professional. Today's the day for you, it is special.
And we still say Happy Secretary's Day here. First of all, what's wrong with that title? Nothing.
It's not degrading.
What do they call people in the president's cabinet? They're the secretary of this
secretary,
or that.
Exactly.
They
exactly.
are the lead administrator in those cabinet positions. And generally, as that little Green Day parody points out, they're the ones that make the boss look good.
I agree.
Not that our boss here needs any help, but let's face it. When you have Kelly Cooley on your side, you are working with the best. And Kelly, yes, I meant that. You are a phenomenal part of Blue Water Broadcasting. And you and LaDonna and everybody else, you don't get the credit you deserve. We get the attention, but you make this place tick. So my gift to you, it's a free but very meaningful compliment on the radio.
She's great. Yeah. She wears so many hats here.
Absolutely. Yeah. Troubleshooters, they know where the things that nobody can find, they know where the bodies are buried and the things are hidden, whatever the case. They never get enough credit for what they do. Time for Hard News, brought to you by Penny Earn Concrete Technology.
The Pledge of Allegiance.
Immediately following.
The announcement.
Make an announcement.
Big announcement.
We are going to bring you
today's announcement.
Not by tape recording, but live.
Live.
Immediately following this announcement, you will see a flash and hear a beep.
We'll take a deeper dive on this afternoon when Pamela from AMS Studios Sidekicks with us. But it's a story I just posted on Facebook. I urge you to read it, by Lara Logan, and some of the scenarios that may unfold over the course of the upcoming summer. Read it. It's really important. And when you're dealing with concrete, Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. Tom Latham is the man behind the team. He's the idea guy, too. But most of all, just like Donnie at MPB and other great businesses, Don Duncan, he's the man behind the integrity of every project they undertake, whether it's something not small. I mean, where you're having a concrete patio poured or a stamped concrete driveway put in, that's a big project. But they use top-notch materials. They reinforce every bit of the pore, so the result is long-lasting and looks great. For a complete portfolio of all their works, videos, and pictures, go to Penny Earn Concrete Technologies on Facebook or call Tom directly at